Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. You're now tuned in with Chalk Mommy, Chocolate City Radio, the illest sex talk show that is worldwide. Something strictly for the grown and sexy. Sit back, turn it up, enjoy the show. It's Rated X right here. Chocolate Mommy, let's go. Pornographic measures, bare back on the table with your legs up. I got the perfect size to fix your pleasure. Explore your inner thoughts till you climax. Beyond the booth, in the streets, between the sheets is where I'm live at. High notes over hi-hats, front seat of the coupe, the seats slide back. Snatch your hair steady, screaming how you like that. It's corny beating a pussy that don't fight back. Your man's a little man, he can't pipe that. Trivial lingerie, role play games with sexual favors exchanged. If you can't handle this shit, suggest you stay in your lane. I'm more than just game. My performance a put Mr. Marcus to shame. You can get me smart off your brains, off the charts and insane. No strings attached. You could be my every evening snack. Freak of leaks get smashed. Hotel suites get trashed. Handcuffed to the bedpost. Take it from the back till your body collapse. Double XL magnums for Jimmy hats. Too much friction and snap. K-Wild spit on the trap. If you see run dry while I'm hitting that, eyes go back, lights out, mean it's a wrap. Phone chat till it's showtime like Cinemax. Mega the Man Productions, straight from the gutter. JLJ Music Group, City.
Wow, that's my personal introduction to Chocolate City. Hello, how you doing? What's up? This is your girl, Chalk Mommy. And I'm back on my normal Friday nights, 8 to 10, the illest sex talk show, Chocolate City. No, I haven't been drinking. I've been cool and today. I've just been drinking some Coca-Cola. Tonight is going to be a crazy show. I have Big V from the Nappy Roots. He'll be calling in around 8:30. You know, sometimes my artists be a little late, but that's okay. Better late than never. So let me see. What do I have to catch you guys up on? Let me see. This week, I was on a poetic state of mind. Let's get it, damn it, on Wednesday. That show was crazy. For those of you that didn't hear it, y'all got to go back. If you're not on my Facebook page, I'm going to run it on Twitter, but I'm going to put the link on Facebook tonight. Or come on Blog Talk Radio and type in Poetic State of Mind. That show was off the fucking chain. We talked about me. Never be bored when Chalk Mommy is talking about herself. It's talked about my start, my hustling game, my dick sucking game, my site, me, more me, and lots more of me. We even talked about the scenario with the Pop Rocks. And let me tell you, I had a female that went out and she was determined to get some Pop Rocks. She went to four different stores. And then she got some while she was on the air, and that shit was so crazy because what people don't know is after the show, we were on a conference call, and she decided to take those Pop Rocks, put them on her pussy, and use her bullet. And when I tell you she busted a good one. I was like, what in the hell? That shit kind of had me aroused and had me feeling good, but I'm just like, damn. You know, that just lets me know I'm going to have to step up my game. And in April, or maybe this month, I'm going to have to do it live on the air. Y'all going to have to get really up close and personal with Chalk Mommy. So with that being said, my topic for tonight is going to be when is it okay to cheat on your partner? Like, you know, if his dick is not big enough, do you still be with him and cheat on him? If her pussy ain't good, do you still be with her and cheat on her? Or if they're neglectful, do you still try to make it work and then you fuck on the side and then come back and then ignore the problems that you have in your relationship? I mean, these are things that people want to know. I was always taught that it's never all right to cheat. But I'm not going to sit here and tell you that I've never cheated in my life, because that would be a motherfucking lie, because I have cheated. And, you know, I was honest about it, not always in the beginning, but, you know, I want to hear other people's opinion of when it's okay to cheat. So, like I said, we have Big V from the Nappy Roots. He's on doing a solo project. He's going to talk to us about that. Ladies is going to hear his freaky side, and, you know, we're going to get into some of his music. We're going to chill, and we're going to kick it. And for those of you that listened last week with Lazy Bone, we do have T-shirts coming. We'll put it in your mouth. Man, that show was fucking bananas. But, yes, that catchphrase is going to be on the T-shirt. I'm going to take some pictures in it. I'm gonna put it in my mouth, and I'm going to do a lot of other things. So, Lazy, thank you for coming through last week and entertaining us with that put it in your mouth shit. That's real catchy. Everybody's been talking about that for the whole week. I wonder what Big V got in store for us and whatnot. And so I decided, let me see, Why my switchboard ain't acting right? I tell you, this damn music, I've uploaded some classic music from Big V and some other music, but for some reason, okay, now it's showing up. I'm going to say, what the hell, you know? So in the meanwhile, while we're waiting for the guest to come on, and I see my baby Mr. GA is on the line, I'm going to play one of my songs by an artist that was on the show 2 weeks ago. This is Blood Raw, featuring Michael Stokes. Blood Raw is from Panama City. He's in Miami a lot, Fort Pierce. And Michael Stokes is from Orlando. He does a lot of touring in Naples. I'm actually trying to get him on my show. This dude got a fucking hellacious voice. Just like, damn. So I'm going to go ahead and play I Bet It Feels Good before we get into my, you know, special guest and whatnot, and then we're going to get it popping. So here we go. I bet it feels good.
What beat? 3-6 in the crew. Michael Stokes, what it is, bro?
I'm about to beat this pussy.
Yeah.
Oh, oh, oh.
Real porn star, baby, got that wet. Tell me get to a baby like that.
I'm about to beat it like a boxer, but there's no bell that can stop us. She's moaning like a Baptist choir. The neighbors listen and be quiet. Round one, girl, I'll be poking and soaking it while I'm rolling in it, girl. I'll be controlling it, yeah. Round two, yeah, you'll be moaning and groaning, girl, while I'm moving and grooving.
Round three, round three.
That was I Bet It Feels Good by Blood Raw featuring Michael Stokes. And for anybody that has a good dick partner or a good pussy, you know, got good pussy, that's a fucking anthem. I bet it feels good. So what we're going to do is bring Mr. GA on the line, and we're going to reminisce, and we're going to get into the topic at hand, when is it okay to cheat on your partner, and hear what he has to say and get a, you know, a fucking update on his associate that, you know, that just made Chica get all wet, warm, and bothered when she did the Pop Rocks and the Bullet scene. So, you know, it'd be nice if we could get her to reenact that tonight, but I don't know. I'm just saying, hold on. Mr. G.A.
Chuck Molly.
Hi, baby.
What's up, boo?
How you doing?
I'm good. Can you hear me? Can you hear me good?
Yes, I can hear you now.
Yo, listen, I tell my boy George right here, I'm like, George, you missed it. I said, yo, our homegirl partner, Missy, I said, yo, she bust off on the phone, yo, with some pot rock. He's like, no, you lying. I'm like, yo, son, she went in, she came so hard, yo, listen, this is my homegirl. I'm saying, we cool as a fan, yo, it's like my partner, my business partner, yo. Yo, she was going so hard, yo, I had my hands in my pants, for real, yo, like, oh, shit, stop that, and you crazy.
And what's crazy is, when I was telling Poetic Justice, you know, Poetic State of Mind, I was going to say Poetic, when I was telling him about what happened after his show ended, he was like, what? Like, we're going to do part two next Wednesday.
Yeah, we got to, yo, because, yo, I'm telling you, listen, this girl, when Child told her about the Pop Rocks, she got in her car, literally got in her car, yo, went to like three or four stores to try to find them.
A couple of BPs, couple of racetracks, and she ended up finding them at Chevron.
Yo, she bought every flavor, yo, went home and got busy. Look, she came so hard, her girlfriend on the phone said, yo, matter of fact, fuck, I want some Pop Rocks. Yo, she went she said, yo, get your own.
She wasn't trying to share at all. She was like, hell no. It ain't going down like that. I drove all over. Bitch, you're going to have to do the same thing. But you're going to have to wait till the boarded, 9 to the clock with Family Dollar, Dollar General, and all the normal stores are open so she can get her own Pop Rocks. I'm telling you, people, if you have not experienced Pop Rocks, y'all are missing out on so much, like literally missing out. Like, I don't know. I think I'm going to have to go ahead and bust open a live show because he was like, you ever thought about doing a live show? Of course, you know. I'm just like, that's something I'm going to have to hit him with the flex on. That's something I ain't even really going to tell people, but it's just something that would happen. And then they would just have to be like, what the heck?
But, yo, look, the funny shit was when she called her man and said, look, she said, I went to the store, got some Pop Rocks. I'm going to try some new shit on you right tonight. He was like, psh, that's some old shit. I ain't down that shit. She was like, all right, then fuck you. Went home and did herself, yo. She went home and did herself, yo. She said she went back to herself.
Yeah, what you need him for?
Yeah, she didn't need that nigga. She did her own stuff, yo. Yo, that shit was live, yo. That shit was so live, man. I couldn't believe that shit. I was like, yo, is that Missy? That my homegirl? Yo, now we got now, like, shawty, you just on some other shit now for real, ma. On some other shit for real.
It's hard to concentrate on business now. Be like, because all you think about is that.
Yo, she says, popping my pussy. Oh. I was like, oh, shit's enough today, man.
Then she started, the ones that didn't disintegrate, she was like eating them. Like, ooh, these taste meaty.
Yo, now, that, I mean, that was a grand finale. Yo, she said, yo, she said, I'm in the bathroom now eating up my pussy. I was like, oh, my. She said, and it tastes so good. Yo, she went in for real, yo. I was trying to go. Can reach him, but yo, she went in hard for real, yo.
Man, she go hard in the motherfucking paint. And that's, I mean, like, y'all just don't know. Next week, I might be on some, like, I don't know, because Tuesday, I have a Tuesday show. So everybody, y'all can catch me on Tuesday with comedian Eddie Braun out of D.C. This dude is hilarious as fuck. And I'm sure he's going to have much shit to talk about the DMV Awards, because that was a award show in D.C. he was hosting. And motherfuckers started fighting. That shit looked better than the fight from The Source years ago that made them stop having the live tapings. I was like, oh, damn. So, you know, make sure y'all listen to that show. Then Wednesday, I'm on a poetic state of mind for part two to Let's Get It In, damn it, and to Bitch Might Get It In. I don't know. I'm just saying, you know, I might have to, like, I might have to actually get it in on his show and then, like, do two parts to my show and, like, download his show, upload it as my show so people can hear. But then, again, it wouldn't be the same because it's not hearing me live and hearing the person. So I don't know how I'm going to work that one, you know. I'm going to have to actually think about it. I might do half on his show, half on mine. But then again, I don't know. On the 18th, I got Tommy G. He's going to be on the show, and, woo, he nasty than a motherfucker. He got some clean pussy song or some shit like that. He got a lot of fucking songs, so I can't wait. So I might have to have him play one of his songs, have him rap along with it, and I get it in or something. I don't know. I'm going to have to do something different. You know, I'm going to have to knock him out the box, get my ratings up, you know. Not that they down, but I just need to get more.
Hey, yo, Skype that shit, yo. Put it on Skype, bro. Put it on Skype. That'd be hot, for real.
I actually could put it on Ustream.
Mm.
I actually could put it on Ustream, or I could tiny chat it through my site.
Hell, let's make it
I actually could tiny chat it through the site and just hope that nobody fucking bans me. You know how my haters are.
Make it a paid program watch, you know what I'm saying? That'd be fly.
Oh, I wonder if my site will be up by then. I doubt it, because then I can really get it in then. It's really going to be fucking crazy, like out of this world kind of crazy. I had something to say, but I forgot what the hell I was going to say. Shit, I know I'm not getting old. What the fuck? Oh, my goodness. It was on the tip of my tongue. Oh, yeah. You heard what the topic is. When is it okay to cheat on your partner? And I was thinking about the conversation that we had the other night. And then I was like, all right, let's bring this to the forefront and have different people's opinions. And I'm, like, mad curious to, like, okay, when is it okay to cheat on your partner, you know? Some people don't have a reason. Them motherfuckers just cheat regardless because they need more than one kind of pussy, or they need another kind of dick or something like that.
All right, now, you asking me?
Uh-huh, from a man's point of view.
Yeah, if you ask me, all right, this is my theory, all right? I think it's better to cheat on your lady when she's front on the pussy. Now, I mean, at my time, I was mad at one time, you know, I went home one night, you know what I'm saying? She was like, you know, she's tired. She didn't want to do it. So I'm like, what? I want to do it, you know what I'm saying? She didn't feel. Gave me ground rules about getting some pussy. That's why I cheated. my one that can get it, so I cheated. That's how I like. That's how I feel.
She gave you
really
ground. She had you on pussy rations.
It felt like that for a minute. It felt like it for a minute, for real. I couldn't believe this shit. Come on, she was tired. What that mean? What that mean?
She was probably tired of getting beat up. Shit, you ain't no small nigga.
Yo. What that bullshit? You funny.
Oh, man. I mean, shit, I was just saying. I mean, okay. I mean, I can see that. I can see that. Me personally, like, when I was married, I cheated after I got tired of him cheating. I was like, you know what? Fuck this. You know, I'm going to have to do me. And then that's when I decided to do me. And then it's like when I did me, that's when he wanted to act right, because the nigga that I was doing me with, he wasn't ugly. And you know how guys are. It's like, you know, if they see a nigga that looks better than them, then they gonna step up, right? If I'm cheating on a nigga that's ugly, I'm so, man, please, that bitch ain't going nowhere. Then when they look at it, like, oh shit, I'm about to step my game up. You know what I'm saying? So it's just like, you know, I don't know. But it's like a lot of people really don't have reasons, and they just go ahead and cheat anyway.
Hold on, I tell you what, hold on, my boy got it. Let me just say this. My opinion is this. It's never right to cheat, but it's an exciting thing to do.
You said, but it's an exciting thing to do?
Oh, yeah. Were you in the thrill of the cheat? Oh, man.
So
you know, it's never right.
Your ass been decided.
Because it's exciting. You know, she's thinking, well, she don't know, but in my mind, damn, I'm cheating, I'm doing, but this good. It ain't the same thing I've been used to, you know. But it's never right to do it because you hurt somebody. Eventually it's going to hurt somebody, so. But in the heat of the moment, you know, your mind wanders and you got to do what you got to do. It's never right. I don't condone it, but I've done it, so I'm at fault. But it is what it is.
I mean, I feel you on that. It's like, you know, if you need to cheat, then you should leave. But, I mean, there might be certain circumstances. Like, you know, your man could be locked up north, you know, and you holding it down, and then you get to that point where, you know, shit, you need some dick. And he might be on a 2 or 3 year bid.
He's doing 6 months or nine months, then you should be. But if he's doing 6 years or 9 years, and you got to do what you got to do.
I say anything from 1 week to a year, you should be able to hold down on.
Exactly. You should be able to get your masturbation off and handle your shit yourself. But when you're going over a year, you know, you got to have what you got to have. You know, it's hard to be monogamous in this lifetime. But I think it's harder for a man because we live that.
Now what?
It's harder for a man to be. For a man to be faithful?
Especially, I believe that.
Huh?
I believe that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's hard for us. I don't know, it's our testosterone compared to what y'all got, but because women throw it in your face whether you make a relationship or not. Sisters will give it up to a sister's husband. How many times you hear about that shit going on? You know, oh man, how you gonna cheat with me with my sister, my cousin, or my best friend? That shit happens all the time. So you know,
you don't have no morals when it comes to sticking a dick in pussy.
No.
Y'all a fuck a ugly bitch as long as y'all get a nut off.
Well, I don't know about that.
I do. You sure will.
There's a lot of brothers out there, a lot of motherfuckers. But, But, you know, I mean, it's a tough thing. You know, there's only two animals on the planet that just to have sex. Hold on. And that's humans, dolphins. Every other animal does it just to procreate. We the only ones. So we love it. We love it. We love sticking our dicks and getting some dick stuck in us, no matter who we are. Right? Am I right?
So that goes back. So that goes back to what I said, that motherfuckers, men, will fuck anything.
Wow.
Like you said,
I mean,
get that nut off. You ain't had pussy in about 2, 3, 4 months, and you got tired of pleasing yourself, you seen some ugly chick, you gon' hit.
Nah, I got a little bit of money, so I can go.
I see you gon' trick. You got a little bit of money, so what you gonna do with that money?
If I gotta go pay for it, I'm gonna go pay for it.
So you gonna buy you a bad bitch and say fuck the free ugly bitch, right?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. Let me tell you something. This old cat told me years ago, he was like, if you're going to cheat on your old lady, on your wife, or your girlfriend or whatever, do it with somebody that you can pay and be in and out, he ain't going. You know, don't get involved in nothing serious, because that shit will fuck you up. That you eventually going to get caught on that shit. Pay for it.
I'll throw you on that. I feel you on that. So we're going to hold that thought, and we're going to bring in him.
Just like if a girl, she got a man, and she got it at the club, and she sees something that look good, she going to hit it and run. All right, we can do it tonight, but don't call me tomorrow. And y'all women know y'all do that too.
Oh, you're right, because I'm the queen of hit it and quit it. I'm going to bring in Big V, and we're going to ask him his opinion, because he's an entertainer. And for me, I feel like most entertainers are whores. Men will fuck anything, especially when they're on the road. She looked like she got suckable dicks. They're pulling their dick out for it to be sucked. And she looked like she could get some, she could give her ass look like it might be good. They'll hit it from behind, so they ain't got to look at her ass. Man, y'all have so many different ways that y'all can fuck an ugly person or just fuck in general and justify it. So y'all are like, you know, y'all have all type of reasons why it's okay to cheat. So I'm going to bring in Big V and see what he has to say, because I'm curious from an entertainer's point of view. We've got Mr. GA's point of view, and we've gotten yours, and you have some money. So you'll be like, it's tricking if you got it. But no, we'll just say you're sharing the wealth with a beautiful young lady. That's what we'll say for you.
Right.
Yeah,
yeah. Hold on. I'm here. What it do?
How you doing?
I'm getting horny now. I'm hearing y'all, but I'm tuned in.
Are you getting horny? So, when is it okay to, well, I mean, first, before we even go into all that, tell people who you are. I've been telling people about you all week, and me and Patrick, you know, we've been having some conversations about you, and I've learned a lot, and I still have to give him that address because, you know, I heard you want to make a chocolate dick pop. You want a mold of your dick. I mean, that could be good or it could be bad depending on how big your dick is. So, you know, without any further ado, we'll get back to that, but I want you to tell people.
I mean, I'm down. You definitely ain't making me blush, baby. We took the mold. You know, I'm 7.2 with girth. Vito Banger definitely in the building. Nappy Root representative, the big guy, the wild voice, Mr. All No, Hell No himself. I like your issues. I like your questions. I love your talk. Of sex, because it's beautiful. I think the body is a beautiful thing to exhibit. And I don't know where to start, I guess, with tell me what you want me to answer, and we'll go there.
Hey, we can start with a discussion about your lips, because that bottom lip thicker than a motherfucker. It's so, like, what are your eating skills like?
Well, I like to start with maybe probably you on your stomach, and we play with those calf muscles a little bit with the lips, soft breathing, and your nerves should tell me what to do from there, you know? And I don't like to put my hands on it. I like strictly use my mouth and get you to toot it back and toot it up, you know, until it goes popping and giving me that Velcro sound.
You like that tooted and booted shit.
I like that, but you got to put it all the way there. So it's sort of like a joystick, you feel me? Really, I think I make it so, because you're going to want to, you know how your nerves is like screaming, touch me next. And, you know, and just take your time and wetting it up. You know, I'm going to eat the pussy, a whole damn CD, you know what I mean?
Wow, interesting. So
very.
When you're on the road, you come across a lot of things, especially being a platinum-selling artist, because, you know, y'all first hit with platinum and everything like that. So,
right.
Like, how did you make the transition of, okay, not saying that you was an everyday guy, but it's like, you know, you had to get into the rapping game and you probably was into other stuff, and then, boom, here you go, being this well-known rapper with this hot-ass song on the radio. You're doing shows. You're going from place to place to place. So, therefore, you know, not saying that you wasn't getting pussy and ass or females beforehand, but you're seeing an abundant number of females wanting to fuck you, wanting to suck you, knowing they draws at you. Hopefully they was clean and, you know, wasn't no crust in the middle. And, you know, like, how did you react to that? And was there ever a point in time while you were performing, you were in a relationship?
All the above. I think I'm going to explain to you like this. Like, when you platinum and you got to be here and you got to be there and they tugging on you, pulling on you, so your whole life is a blur. Like, you might sneak and get a shot or, you know, on some quick. Like, now to go into the House of Blues, I go back in all these cities that we've been in the last 10 years of our lives, you got friends, you know. They ain't fans no more. They friends. They've been around. You know, Navarro's got 7 albums. So within that, you become friends, and it ain't that quick, wham, bam. Damn, what was her name? Girl in the black dress, it ain't that way no more. This is blah, blah, blah. You know what I mean? And, yeah, to go from a normal nigga, you know, where a normal dude get, you know, maybe 40 girls in his life average, you know, then now being a rap star and that, you know, that's a month and a half move. That may be 2 months. I guess, you know, everything grows and metamorphoses into something, but I was always an adult friend finder before rap, so sexually really wasn't my, you know, it wasn't a pet peeve or a strain on me. I was always into it, but it was, now it's fun going around to different regions and learning that everywhere is different, and now you're getting conversations from maybe Idaho, and then you might meet a girl in Dallas, or now in upper New York, or down in Miami, or Tampa, Florida, Clearwater, you know. So it's just like, wow. And you'll notice more city girls, they know how to do less because they get it so fast that it's a blur for them, where a country girl take her time and, you know.
Shit.
Country girl know how to give it to you.
Who the hell said shit about a country girl? We do take our time.
Hey, I fucks with
city
country
and country.
Where you from?
I'm from North Carolina.
Oh, shit. Yeah, y'all known for that. Right. Where about?
Greensboro.
Oh, God, that's far. That way. I ain't got none good shit but good shit to say about Carolina. From Boone to damn Charlotte has been grand. Grand.
Yes, state of the good pussy. Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah, 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 so.
She got a fast. I've been in the table for a while, for a year as a manager. Been around three times, you know what I'm saying? From New York, from Brooklyn. And I'd have been all over the world, yo, in Country Girls of Fast, yo. They would drop them drawers fast as hell. Real talk, a girl from New York, she may try to play you for a minute, I'm saying, to get that paper. But a girl from country, son, it's on and popping. Open the door.
Yeah. You ain't lying, brother. You ain't lying. But city girl.
We know what the hell we want. We're going to fuck y'all and make sure y'all work keeping around. And if it's a bitch like me, after the first 5 minutes, if your ass ain't shit, you got to go.
But my ways. Women on one thing. If you can't make me come less than 5 minutes, I really don't want to fuck with you.
Oh shit, hey, that's real tough. Well, you know, I tell you, you want a right show now? Then you want a right fucking show now?
Yeah. You know, and the niggas can go. You know what I'm saying? I can go now. I mean, hard dick ain't a problem. It's just that the best pussy, you know, you get is 5 minutes or less when you can't
right,
hold
right.
it in. You know what I mean?
Right. I can relate to that, for real.
Most of the talking shit to you in a way that, you know what I mean? Hell, your damn tongue hard, you know? So yeah, you know. You feel me, though? You don't fuck 5 hours, man. That means that friction wasn't right.
Man, say it again, man.
You give me that 5-minute bullshit if you want to. I'm going to talk about you next week. I'm going to make you want to fuck more.
What have you got here for an hour in penetration for the 5?
No. You give me head for 5 and then fuck me for the rest.
No, it's greedy. You ain't had it done right.
What do you mean it's greedy? Nah, once you lick it, you got to stick it. I don't want to balance it out because, see,
mm-mm.
I have my own way of doing things. You know what I'm saying? I might let you eat the box, but then I'm more of a giver. It's about me pleasing you. So I'll take that 5-minute nut because I'll go ahead and kill you with the head game. Then I'll get that motherfucker back up, and then I'm going to fuck you, and then I'm going to get my nut. So you already got yours, and then I'm going to get mine. And if you come again, that's a plus. And if you don't, oh, fucking well, wash your nuts and get the hell out. And we'll try this again when I feel like being
positive. It takes a vicious motherfucker now to get me to that right point on the head game. Just licking it and putting it in your mouth, I won't do. I need your hands curved. You know, you got the good part, of the dick with you, with your hands and shit. You know, you got to like loosen your hands, slide it up, and it got to be real spit. I damn near want goober on my shit. I want hawk.
Mr. G.A.,
you know what I mean?
You can tell he ain't been on the site because he wouldn't even be talking to me like that.
I'm telling you, I more freak out for Donna.
Hey, yo, this girl here, for pound boy, she go hard for real in the paint. Pound for pound boy, she go hard for real, yo.
Man, I'm Shaquille in 92.
Yeah, I can see Patrick didn't send you to the site. It's okay. There's always afterwards.
I'm going to do my research.
Oh, yeah, please do. But it's just crazy because it's just like, you know, to me, entertainers are normal people. I have friends that go crazy. And I'm like, what the fuck are y'all going crazy over? I mean, like, okay, y'all see the money, you see the cars, you see the jewelry. Everything that you're going crazy over, after the nigga smashed, when he's walking out the door, you see in the back of his head and everything you fucked him for is going with him. So what fun was that?
Well, with Nappy Roots, is different. Our whole life, our whole genre is being normal, it's okay to be you. We don't stud the ice. We don't stud the hats. You know, as long as we smell got bod on the undertone, we smell pretty good, got those oils on, you know, desire, or, you know, some exotic smell. And, you know, it's about us. Now, they're going to be neat and nice and all that, but the diamonds and shit ain't what shine. You know, it ain't really our M.O. I like the connection. Like I said, when we were platinum, it was about, well, we still platinum and I'll always be, but when we was all on the TV set, it was more, they was in love with that image. But as you grow older and now that we're 30, it's about a connection. You can fuck anybody, but, you know, the connection is what's going to last. And that's where we
I
at.
Like, I like that. Matter of fact, we're going to play your first song that that just really skyrocketed and just took y'all to, like, super, super success. I mean, motherfuckers be, you know, saying that catchphrase. I mean, when your song came out is when I was transporting cocaine, and
wow. People
was, like, so into that fucking song. Like, they rolling up blunts, and that song come on, they all crunk, and they country. And it's just like, oh, shit. I mean, because it's just like it had, like, that little country grammar slang type beat to it. So you had no choice but to just sit there and say it because it had a nice catchphrase. And you know what I'm saying? It's just like, okay, you smoking your blunt, you drinking. And at the time, I don't smoke. So, you know, I wasn't drinking because my mind was on my money and money was on my mind. I had to be focused on my driving. So it's just like, okay, I sit there and play it to my kids. They sitting there listening to it. And then looking at the videos, you're like, what the heck? Like, damn, like, they country as hell. And, like, listening to you speak, it's like, you country, but you a sexy kind of country. Because I'm sitting here looking at your picture for the description of the show and everything like that, and I'm just like, woo. Then I looked at some of the pictures that Patrick sent. I'm like, yo, this nigga got some thick ass hands. What the fuck is good? But you know, you like 7'2".
I'm seven two, girth, pretty good. I would say thick, not extra thick, but I would say thick. Pretty good.
Thick enough to hit all the right spots and them walls and whatnot.
Yeah. You know, I like.
Yeah, see, you good.
I like.
You're good.
I like to play with the topo in it, Darby style, just to make it wetter and hold a nice conversation like that. You know? Not necessarily penetrated, just pressure. You know?
I'm going to go ahead and play that song. When you coming to North Carolina? I mean, because, like, you got some, what's that song that you're working on that's not finished yet?
Right now, it's called If She's a Freak and I'm a Freak and We Be Freaky Deaky.
Yeah, see, as soon as you get freaky deaky, I need to get that song. And when you get ready to shoot that video, I need to go look at this site, and then you'll be like, oh, yes, he perfect for this. Because we going to shoot an uncut, like the shit BET uncut that they don't have no more. We're going to shoot our own uncut version, and we're going to place it on some nice sites. And they're going to see, I'm going to bring Big V out. That's what I'm going to do.
Word up. As long as we can start it with me coming out from under a coat and getting you together or something like that. I just want you to know the real me, if that's okay.
Oh, yes, we can do that. Now, don't get scared at the, like, when it gets ready to go down. And I'm serious, because I'm going to talk shit. You back out. I'm going to tweet about you and be like, oh, yes, let me tell y'all. He was on the show. And I'm going to be like, and then I'm going to throw Patrick under the bus, too. I'm going to be like, boy,
No, you can't do that. If you was to fuck with me, you would judge me like, I don't know if he's Tupac, Big, or Jay-Z. That's at the end of your sexual experience. You're going to put me up there like that.
What?
When you're ranking your sexual experience, head game, you would say, I don't know if he's quite Big. He might be. I got to put him up there with Pop. No, he's Jay-Z. No. That's him and him. He's the best. You know, like that. Head game, vicious. I'll make you change your phone number. But, big game I had you telling your girlfriend shit. You had to tell somebody.
Oh, no, see, what had happened is I'll call a bitch to come over and let her open up her legs, too, so we both on our back, so you going from pussy to pussy.
I'll let y'all run a train.
I'm a share the wealth. Shit, girl, I got this good-ass tongue over here. This had to be some of the best head I done had. I want to see if you agree with me, so come on over here.
You ain't ready for that.
Shit, I'm going to let you think about it while I play this song, and I'm shitting me, boo boo. Here we go. Oh, no.
y'all done up and done it.
Oh, oh, hell no, boy.
Y'all done up and done it.
Oh, oh, hell no, boy.
Man, y'all done up and done it. Y'all done up and done it, man. Y'all done up and done it.
My first song was like 48 bars with no hook. You hear me flipping through my pages out my favorite notebook. The microphone was in the closet. No headphones, we lost it. Niggas scared to get some water. Roaches hanging over the faucet.
Come on.
No AC. There's a break of pressure trying to make me. He dug with Ben the hustle on. Flirting with all his customers and flat broke. Happy smoking black shot on the back boat. I'm thinking I got everything to touch before I can ask for.
Now what we do to get here?
Say that, boy.
Lay it down and bring it to you wrong.
Say that, boy.
Hey, now we heard something. Suffer for more. Take what we work for. Hated for the custom, but the hatred has made us cuss more. Held on, and it was hard. Stepped up, took charge. Ran through what we scared of. What was we afraid for? Look at what we made of. Hard times have made us. Being here is alright, but must believe we won't fall.
Fist up on that rooter to that shooter foul. Hell no, them country balls ain't hit it top off 6 miles. Kentucky moves them kinfolk. Swankies with them hunters folks. Skull it on that front post. Plus you know they got drove. 79, keep the bill. Heard a cow, got a grill. Interstate 65, headed down that cash field. Glass field to the tippy top. Backseat bend, spent my last cent on the rent. Left a pocket lens, a damn shame. Gotta grind anything and everything. Democrat on, cross the county line with Mary Jane. Long time a gravel road, attaching fingers. So my soul to hell and back and back and forth with same jeans and happy fro.
I like, I'm about to holler. Whoa, I like my party. Some parties with shorties, water like they swatting Bacardi. Some water's getting probably got it like me. I'm just saying, you're about to lose your life. Fucking with Jenny.
Was like, boy, how the hell you gonna up and do that? You know, basically, like you know how you see shit and you don't believe it. Like little Tyrone, he was the ugliest, fattest motherfucker when he was a kid. Then he walked past you with $40,000 in his pocket and hair combed and had a bath. I'm like, oh no, hell no, you know. You know what I mean? Tony won the lottery. You bullshitting. Hell. Oh, no. Hell, no. How the fuck he get, you know, be a big, fat, white girl with a nigga that look like Elder Boss, you know. You look over. Oh,
oh
no.
My God.
Hell, no. You know. So that's where that kind of comes from. Y'all done up and done it. Because where we from, you know, all no rap shit happened in Kentucky, so, you know. That's,
what part of Kentucky?
Bowling Green. Like, 60 miles from Nashville, Tennessee.
Oh, okay.
So, okay. Anyway, like that. My other boys was from Louisville, Kentucky. So they was the city boys. And I always rep the country with me. And,
so that would be a good balance, though, you know, with the city and the country, because you have really got this humble aura about you. Like, wow, like, it's, to me, you're very easily approachable. Like, you could be out somewhere and somebody could come up and just, like, talk to you, and you would sit there and carry on a conversation. You wouldn't sit there and be like, well, you know, it's nice talking to you. I got to go because it's, like, I don't feel like being bothered. He's like, even if you didn't feel like being bothered, you would still sit there and talk to them because this is how you was brought up. Country people have better mannerisms than city people.
The city people used to having it all. You know, country nigga, we don't get shit. So everything we get, we appreciate it. Like, no bad. Talk to my boy from Bed-Stuy. But hell, he got the world at his back door. So, you know, we don't have the opportunities and things that a city boy may have. So every damn thing we get, you know, it's like, damn, God, thank you, you know? And, To elaborate on that a little bit, it's just, you know, when you, again, if you ain't used to nothing, you appreciate everything. And it could, anybody could, you know, you couldn't have no fans. What if a motherfucker didn't like you enough to want to stop and talk to you? So,
that would be kind of ugly. Because then if they don't stop to talk to you, that means they ain't buying your motherfucking albums.
Right. So, yeah, it could be worse of problems than that. So I take everything I get. And every time somebody talks to you, ain't necessarily good feeds, you know. Nigga, y'all country. I'll be like, man, yeah, and what are you? You know? Thank you. I love where I'm from. Nigga be like, damn, that don't bother you? No. Ray Charles was country, but he was the best at what he did.
That he was. So it goes back to the question I asked earlier, you know, when you was like, you all the above. So, with you being in a relationship on the road, did you ever cheat?
Sure, and got cheated on. So, you feel me?
Sure. Good answer.
I like how you came back with that one, but why did you cheat?
Temptation. Shit, nobody, you know, you can only say no, you know, some of the time. Plus, you're seeing things you never seen. Like, being from a small town, you might have got jammed up out of high school, and you with that. But then as you go around the world and you explore and you seeing other shit, you're going to want to try something. Well, I did.
Also, you fell into that strange category.
No, not really. It was connections. Sometimes you meet real people out here at the wrong time in your life. It's about timing and window. Like, the lady I'm with now, we met 5 years back. We just couldn't be until now. You know?
Okay.
So it's about timing, you know? So I don't believe in groupies. It's about, like, even if you met a janitor and you never met him today, until today, if you gave him some pussy tonight, does that make you a groupie? You see what I'm saying? So with an artist, it's the same thing. I'm doing a job. If you look at it, our chemistry was nice. It went that way. And then some women got standards. They don't want to get that up or, you know, swallow or lick the bottom side with a nigga they know. They'd rather do it with a stranger. So nobody will judge her. Or at least she don't hear. You know what I mean?
That's real tough.
Oh, he said lick the bottom side. That shit sounds so cute. Lick the bottom side. AKA for y'all that's listening, he mean eat ass.
But you feel me though? I'm just like, you know, a woman always do it with a stranger. She can come out and be herself with a stranger. She won't do it with them niggas she grew up with. Most of them will run up to her college and let them boys do it. She won't let Twan, that usually live around the corner from her. Hell no.
Right.
you know.
I don't know why the hell not, whether you do it with a stranger or you do it with somebody. No, you're still doing some freaky shit. So the nigga that you don't know, they'll go look at you like, bitch, you a freaky than a motherfucker. So I'd rather my homeboy be like, damn, he freaky than a motherfucker, and we sit back and laugh, and he gets that look in his eye every time he see me, versus a stranger that I either gonna send him his way or he gonna send me my way, and it'll be like, man, that shit ain't, it wouldn't even, that don't even count.
In your mind, that is, but I'm telling you now, country girl, she been fucking with us all her life. She don't want us to know. Does she like to talk dirty, or she don't mind if open doors in a bedroom? You know, most women, it's about being comfortable. They like two dicks, really. They like to suck one and get one, but they don't want everybody to know. You know what I mean?
They still want to play that role, like, okay,
yeah,
I'm still going to be honest, Tanya.
You know, go away in Vegas, you know, let a motherfucker do that, but then, you know, she'll play that role with her husband. So most marriages are built on lies. You feel me? I want damn near a porno star to marry, you know. Because if a motherfucker can't get me an offer, it ain't going to work no how.
Damn
so
right.
Why even lie? So why even lie? And be like, shit, this is what I like to do. I don't mind watching you fuck. It makes me horny. I look at it like we racing. You can't beat me every day.
There you go.
But I'm a different type of nigga, just so you know. I'm an adult friend finder. I'm a swinger. So it's about passion and seeing it from other angles. Like, ain't no, the pussy really going to feel the same. If a woman's built deep, she's going to be built deep. If it's shallow, it's going to be shallow.
So, the swinger thing. So how long have you been practicing the lifestyle?
About 8 years, a little over. I think it's needed. Like if you eat steak every day, it becomes just steak. If you have fried fish, bologna, a little bit, then get back to your steak, you enjoy all you have. Right?
Yeah, true indeed. Because look at Will and Jada, they've been together for a long time. I mean, shit, I guess it helps the relationship be healthy because it's like when you're interacting with someone else, everybody is there. I think for me, I would be kind of mad if me and my dude was swinging and he get with a chick and her shit good and her motherfucking husband whack. I would be madder than a motherfucker. Like, are you serious? And I'll be done got up and found me some more. Or I'm going to have to yoke his ass up and be like, yo, let her have her whack ass husband back. I need some good dick. Come on back home real quick, and then let's go try it again.
Ain't nothing wrong against that. It's an old room. It's like Babylon. You find what you want, and what you want to find you. Like it ain't about you. Sometimes it ain't about the dick. I seen a motherfucker with half the size of my dick bring my girl down just because of their connection. Just because of their connection.
Right.
Like, I'm serious. I seen a dude with a 4-inch dick fuck the shit out of my woman.
Damn.
And you know, I'm 3 inches bigger. So, again, it's not necessarily about the penetration with some folk. It's the connection.
And
your body.
You ever seen anybody fuck the hell out of somebody with the size of a thumb?
I've seen women with this little rabbit thing. I mean, it gets more out of them. I'm telling you, it's a touch. It's the connection. I'm telling you, penetration is cool, but I've seen a lot of women not nut that way. And you know, with a black dick and a white girl, or sometimes out there on the swinger scene, you're gonna see the cum, you know, that color, that contrast against you, and you see a chick getting work and she don't even come, cause he's trying to hurt and beat it. It's about fucking the mind, and then it'll tell the body what to do. So it's about the connection. I'm really deeper than just a rapper.
Oh, hell yes you are. So, like, after y'all leave the club, have you ever made connections where, you know, they just come over to the crib, y'all might just all spend the weekend together and just but chill out.
Nobody gets the mental with swinging. That's how you become a problem. Sex is a physical act and nothing more. I want to share that with my special somebody. But sex is just an animalistic act. We're the only animals that believe in that monotonous bullshit, you know, with other tiger fuck for other tigers a day. You feel me?
Ooh, hell yeah. So, that's where Tiger Woods got it from.
So, we don't. So but, you know what I mean? So, we'll, you know, as people, we fuck it up ourselves. You know, everything corrupted once man touch it. But I think once, as human being, as man and woman, once we stop lying to each other and saying what we really like, it'll be fine. But until we do that, there's always going to be talk shows and psychiatrists needed because we want to live and do for everybody else when sex is the ultimate pleasure.
Oh, shit. On that note, we have a caller that wants to say something. 404-520, you're on the air.
Hi, Chalk Mommy. This is Missy. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Mr. Big V, this is Missy. Let me tell you about Missy.
What up, Missy?
The other night, on the show. And this girl, we was talking about pop rocks and dick sucking and everything. She went on a mission looking for pop rocks. She went to about 4 different stores. She found some at the Chevron about a mile down from the last store she went to. And, you know, at the end of the show, she got the pop rocks. So what people don't know is after the show was over, me, her, Mr. GA, and her girlfriend, Leah, we were all on a conference call. She took them pop rocks because her man didn't want to act right. He didn't want to participate. So she was like, fuck that. She pulled out the bullet. She pulled out the pop rocks, put the pop rocks on a cooch, and made love to herself. She was snap, crackling, and popping. And she had the biggest orgasm on the phone. I was like, I was so mad because Mother Nature was fucking with me. I was about ready to call somebody and go fuck them, but I couldn't. I was like, woo! And then she ate the pop rocks that didn't go anywhere, and she was just, oh, Lord.
And like that, it's what you call special nights, huh?
Special night.
That was a real special night.
Special night.
I enjoyed it.
I'm glad you did. I love hearing stories like that. That's like hearing old women talk about Jesus. That's when you're getting that, ooh, child, you know.
Child. It was a little bit more intense than the ooh, child. It was a, oh, shit.
But that was grandma's word back then. You know, she saved now. Yeah, ooh, child, you know. So,
I definitely have to tell Chalk Mommy, thank you for that tip, because pop rocks are the truth. They are the truth. Now, the next step is to try them while sucking dick. Got to get there.
Wow.
Man, I'm telling you, you know, I should have went ahead and brought some pop rocks because forecast will be clear tomorrow and Sunday, and I need to go ahead and get that. But you know what? I'm going to save that. I'm going to save that for next week because I think I might go live on the air with that one. I think I actually might do that live on the air.
Okay. I'm starting to love this show.
I'm going to have to. And then, you know, after you suck some dick, you got to fuck. You got to. Because then after you see that motherfucker get fat and swollen and it start coming and you drinking that love milk, next thing you know, you want to fuck. Because it's like, It's just human nature to want to feel that dick up inside you. You done had it in your mouth and it done filled you to capacity. Now it's time for the dick to meet Chica. And you know, after a woman done came off her mother, she's hornier than a motherfucker anyway. I might hunch his ass before he could even take his clothes off. So, yeah, I think next week is going to be like one of the best shows. I think I'm going to come out and I'm going to go ahead and buy me some pop rocks tomorrow, keep them on deck. And then stream a little live, and you know, so people can have a audio, then they can have a visual of me giving head with the rocks, because then they're going to hear that sizzling sound. And Missy, you know exactly what I'm talking about. And then I wanted to be a pop rock virgin, somebody that ain't never had head with pop rocks before, so I can go ahead and tear his ass up out the frame. That's what I need.
Yeah. Well, we'll be on the lookout for one of those.
Man, fat, let me hit. I'm like, oh, okay. I need a pop rock virgin. I'm looking to suck some dick on my show next week. Hit me up. Yeah, they come in all different flavors. Strawberry, watermelon, tropical punch, and cotton candy. Cotton candy is awesome. That is awesome. They came out with those back in 2007.
How do man get involved in pop rocks?
How do a man get pop rocks?
Yeah, no. How do we get involved with the woman doing the pop rocks?
You eat our pussy with them. You eat us.
Oh, okay. Well, they pop it, we munch it.
Yes. So you go ahead and put them on your tongue, and you start lickety 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 lick. That's what you do. And I guarantee you will have a nice ass friend. She will love you. She will be like, oh my God. She'll
go to the store now.
Can
y'all hear it?
Hello?
Yes.
Oh, no, you're not.
Who that? What happened?
Oh, Missy, what are you doing?
For me to know and y'all to figure out.
Hell yeah, this is what I'm talking about. Big V. Oh,
yeah.
You know what? I got to... I gotta play that. What the hell is that damn song? I know I uploaded it. Where the fuck did it go?
What'd you do? Which one you got? What you got?
Sex toy. Sex.
Oh, Lord. Everybody should have one, right?
She got about five of them. Oh, Lord. Oh, my goodness.
I'm sure she likes one better than the other one, right?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Well, in the meanwhile, we're going to play Goat Boy Pussy. That's some good shit right there.
I like that. An honest man can't get it.
Yeah, that's all. Where we got to go.
man.
Working
said,
nigga can't
gonna
get it.
You don't make me lose my first mind.
Working nigga can't get it, man. She don't fuck with no nigga like me. I love her mama, go to church, pay my bills on time, try to do for the kids. She don't want me. She want nigga gonna take her check, kick her ass, you know. Make her drop the kids off at mama, you know, miscellaneous shit. That's your boy, pussy.
Wow, and you are so true. That should be right. Bitches don't want to do right, brother. They want a motherfucker that's just gonna mistreat them, but they feel like the dick is good. Like dope boys, like they just fuck. They don't want nobody to make love to them. They just want somebody that's gonna bang their back out, and then that be that. But then they feel left wanting more.
Right. So that I did a song for them. Shout out to the dope girl who like dope boy. Right now once I get that out of my system, and now that's out of my system, I just want to do something for the freaks where you can, when I say freaks, the one who, I might want to piss in a girl's bathroom and ask for the hole. You know, I want to speak to that class of people. People who's in so much of that.
Oh, damn. Missy, what are you doing over there?
Recuperating.
Could both of you ladies tell me what you wearing?
I have on jeans and a t-shirt that says I look good naked, I promise, and some Air Max. And I'm sure Missy probably has on a top and something and a bra and probably pulling up her panties and her pants or whatever the hell she had on. But what you got on, Missy?
Right now I have on some boy shorts and my bra.
Okay.
Damn.
Did you care to tell me your favorite position?
I like all. It just depends on what mood I'm in. When I really want it rough and rugged, I like it doggy style. When I'm feeling, you know, romantic and I just want to be made love to, I like it missionary style. Then sometimes I like it with the scissors, you know, when our legs are kind of connecting with each other. But look, somebody told me the other day, I was sharing this with Chalk Mommy, I'm in the middle of doing it, and dude yells out, chicken wing, and starts his legs. I'm like, what the fuck is that, chicken wing? And why are you trying to announce what you're getting ready to do? How about that? That's not working for me.
Okay. And you, baby?
I'm a rider. I like to ride the fuck out of you. Like, literally, I like to ride. Like, I like to grab your shoulders. Sometimes I like to get my arms up under your back and just get it out. It's very, that's when I know I'm about to come and I just open up. Then I'm in your ear like, fuck me
harder,
motherfucker. Fuck me. Like, yeah.
And
then
you know
it
what
all
I like
comes
to do?
What?
You know what? For me, preferably, I like it doggy style with your legs in between mine. And I prefer you reach under us and play with my friends underneath me. And what turns me on the most is when you tell on the pussy. I got a game I like to play called Tell on the Pussy. Who's had it and what they did to us. And did they do it like this? And you'll watch, you'll feel the dick swell even more. The dirtier you talk, the more you let go. And you follow.
Damn.
Okay, where you at right now?
I can be close if you like
it.
But yeah, that's the game I call Tell on the Pussy. But it gets you fucked more, better, more vicious, more penetration, more talk, more sharing. It's a way to, you know, it's a way to unwind.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
Let me ask you a question. Do you prefer tight pussy or wet pussy?
I
I'm gonna make it wet anyway. So I love the grip. If it's so loose and beat up and it don't hug me, I don't want it. I told you if a girl can't get me off, she's not a girl, lady. I like for somebody to get me off in 5 minutes or less.
Okay.
Just the first time, you know, where I know that she can get the best out of me whenever she wants the best out of me.
Right.
Other than that, it's a bit of a bore. If I got to, you know, work my back out, I think I don't want to do that. We like a pussy about 5 inches deep where we can stroke it and kill it, beat it, just probably lay in it, go to the bottom wall, and just sit there and toss it. Like, you know, the connection. It ain't just... But we're going to run out of things to say. But, you know, something solid for mood music. I don't like words. I like to hear Carlos Santana play a good song. You hit that Moscato. You know, I'm getting shot. We'll get a shot. I'm up on that, a drag on the line. Something. Get us in our mood ready to share. Then we'll get y'all that. But I like beat kissing, and, you know, you got to paint. I want all that white shit on me.
You send that off, white shit?
Yeah, I want that white shit on me.
He said he wanted it on him, and it sounds like you got a lot to give, Missy.
So you like it with hair, or you like it bald?
I like it. Sometimes sandy. But definitely, but I don't want no hair in my mouth. I try to find the soft spot of the pussy, you know. So I probably lick the top hole first to make the bottom of the cut on, you know, and then the skin in between. I've learned that to be so valuable and so receptive. And then you'll grind the way you really want me at. You know? I just enjoy sex. I like to hear your story, what you ran into.
You like to hear the story?
A couple of people in your life you trust that you can't forget. You want to be one of those.
Okay. So, like, are you a breast man? Do you like to suck the nipples soft or hard? I mean,
I like to lick under the curve where you anticipate under the nipple. You know what I mean? Where your titties curve and just slight touch, really. You know what I mean? Get that finger to your body. And then your body will be in, or you'll move. Tell me where to go, and I'll just react. So I just play defense, I guess. And don't turn over the ball.
I like my titties to be sucked hard and him tug on the nipple. What about you, Missy?
I like it soft and just. I like it to be teased with the tip of the tongue and then rubbed with the tip of your finger. And then kind of like roll it in between your index finger and your thumb.
But for me, like, if I can touch on me a second, and I don't want to be selfish, because sex is all about sharing. But my preference though is to lay you down on the bed or a couch or some surface where your head is relaxed. And I like to cock over you, where you lick up. I don't really like to be soft, but licked to where your mouth is too wet.
Wow.
You know what I mean? And so I can have my hands free, and I can have full range of the two bodies. You got a lot of time. Baby oil should be essential, right? It's police line. I don't know what's going on with the phone. I don't know if it's mine.
Whose phone is that? Lee, are you driving or something?
Yeah, I'm on my way to a concert. I'm sorry.
Do you have your window down?
No.
You have the air on?
No.
The
heat? Is that better?
Oh, that's better. Probably have on the damn Bluetooth.
No, I was just leaning. I was about to put my hands in my jeans. I kind of got lost.
Oh, nah, see, I got the song now. I got Sex Toy. So if you want to go ahead and touch yourself, it's fine. Like, it's really fine. And if, you know, you feel like you want to talk to us while you touch yourself, and you feel like you want to go ahead and get that 5-minute nut out before you go on stage so you can have a hellacious show, please share that with us, unless you're in the car with somebody and, you know, they might feel a little uncomfortable.
Everybody, don't fall for that shit. Please don't fall for that shit, yo.
Nah, man, my thing is I like to be able to take a little horny, so I wouldn't get one off like that.
One love.
Like on stage horny.
You know what the shit would be? To fuck you before you go on stage and be standing there with the cum dripping down my leg while you performing.
What would be better? Oh. I don't like that. I like for when I in the middle of the set when we change it, you come in now and help me with the white beat out. And then we can go from there, whatever takes place there, you know.
Okay.
You know, I like
but that shit would be kind of gangster, though. That, oh, hell yeah.
Have you ever fucked in a club?
No, but I'm open to new experiences.
I mean, ain't like the rush of VIP. Everybody's stopping. Most people get the hell out of there.
That's going down.
It just depends where you at. But preferably, man, the most rush you can get. I was at Club La Vila in Florida, spring break, a year back or so. And we were just taking tequila shots, and the more we drank, the breathing got hard. So we didn't have anywhere to go. I was doing stage in like 20 minutes. And we was at a restaurant / bar and grill, pretty big club. So we went back in the corner and got under the table. I began to eat her, and she said, "No, I'm supposed to do that to you." So, you know, she topped it off a little bit, and you know, one of those times she kind of caught up, you know, around no condoms. Shit's going wrong. You know what I mean?
Right.
So she spit on her. We looked at each other and said, "Let's risk it." Oh, man, that was the most passionate sex I've had in my life. It was the longest 5 minutes.
Not the longest 5 minutes.
Oh, my fucking God. It was magic. And Club La Vila got a special place in my heart. Shout out to Panama, Florida.
Oh, my God. Damn.
If, you know, you got a few stories like that you can tell your grandkids later. Like, granddaddy, we're going to Florida. Boy, it's Club La Vila, still little, you know. And chat with him.
Oh, my goodness. We I don't know what's up with the ATL, but somebody else got something to say. Oh, y'all, closet freaks. Hold on. Okay, 404-573, you're on the air.
Oh, yeah, this is Big Mountain from the Georgia Girls. What's up, Big B?
I love what's up, sexy.
Yeah. I ain't forget what's going on. What's good?
We talking a lot of good shit.
I hear y'all being nasty.
I call that nature. You know me. I'm kinking on pure.
Yeah, what? You what?
You know I'm kinking, don't care.
Oh, Lord, well, you know,
and
freaky deaky.
Speaking of the
Georgia
girls, baby girl and them on freaky deaky with me, y'all. We're going to take that damn thing because it's real. And we're going to take that damn thing and do what we do with it.
Much love. I wanted to hear that song. I hate it wasn't finished so I could play it tonight, but damn it, as soon as it's done, I need to get that.
It's in the mixing and mastering process. Man and them just did their thing on it. I feel blessed to have the Georgia girls on the track with me. Got so much love for Georgia and the Georgia girls. It just feels right, and they always on their shit. Big Man is one of the best lyricists that you going here, not just a female. She's exceptional. And I'm just honored that they got on the record with me at my style, at my pace, because I needed a woman's point of view. In their case, a women's point of view. And y'all see I have no problem talking to those. And exactly how I feel. So, yeah, much love.
Wow. Georgia Girls, would you like to shout out, tell people who you are, talk about your movement?
This is Vito said. No, we don't want to do that. This is Vito said. We just want to call and show love to our big brother. That's all that is.
Oh, thank you so much.
Tell them about you. Tell them about you. I'm late. I'm listening. And, you know, we've talked about a number of sexual things. But bring them in on this music shit. Where's that? What? Tell me what about a Georgia piece that a man has to take?
Well, I think I need to
not necessarily a man. Anybody got to say?
Well, ain't nothing like a Georgia girl. That's all I can say. You know, ain't nothing like a Southern peach. You already know. You know. Quick plug. We got a DJ Smalls mixtape coming up pretty soon, and got the ventures with Big B and things of that nature. Got a new single, I'm That Bitch. We can definitely wrap up this female movement and how it's going. And, you know, go ahead and concrete plant our feet in the ground and let these dudes know that, you know, y'all ain't the only ones running things, you know what I mean? And definitely make a wise statement with our music and everything we have going on right now. So it's going to be big. On the freaky deaky side, like I said, ain't nothing like a Georgia girl. I don't even know how much I done missed. What y'all done talk about?
Woo, great.
Fill her in.
Missy done came on the phone. She had some pop rocks. I put her on the pop rocks and, you know, sucking dick. But her man didn't cooperate, so she pleased herself with the pop rocks and the bullet. We talked about when is it okay to cheat on your partner? We talked about favorite positions. Wow, we talked about Big Z, that first net, 5 minutes or less. Mr. DA's friend was like, he wouldn't just fuck an ugly bitch. He got a little bit of paper on the side, so if he got to pay for him a bad bitch, then that's what he going to do. So he wouldn't go out like that. And Mr. DA just...
That was my thing. That was my thing. I don't really want a dime. I like a silver.
Hey, hold up. Mr. G.A., you said you would pay for a bad bitch? No.
That wasn't me. That was George.
Oh, yes, that ain't me.
I was getting ready to say, you don't have to pay. What's going on?
You know, boo.
My brother don't have to pay. I already know.
Because that motherfucker is hung like a horse, so bitches want to know, inquiring minds.
See, I already told y'all the other day, the visual on that's too much. That's my brother. I can't even go there.
Georgia Peach, if you ever in the mood for some thick, long dick with a hook to the left, Mr. D.A. is your man.
No, she didn't say
that. Oh, that's pretty much
what you missed. We caught you up, and we talked about our favorite positions. We talked about swinging and, you know, the connection there and, you know, 4 inches can work if a motherfucker got that mind, that mental on point. Have I missed anything?
Can I comment on that? The swinging topic is a good topic. I've been swinging before.
How did you
like it? Ain't nothing wrong with swinging for real, all day.
Shut the trapeze, shut up.
I'll fuck with the trapeze. I'm out on foot. I can be out there.
I'm a member of the trapeze. That baby's going strong.
They
were. Yeah, they got the trapeze. They got Venus. The Venus was for all the women. So all the women used to be running around there. So that was a good one. They got a couple of more sex clubs down here in the A. But swinging, that's something that I know, like, some of the Georgia girls are into that. You know, definitely. Get down with some more people. I already know.
That's my thing. I like that. I'm into swinging. I think that's a variety. It's always, pleather is always, but ain't nothing, like I said a while ago, if you eat steak every day, it's just steak, so you must enjoy pushing.
So you think that you could swing in a regular relationship? Like, do you think a relationship can work with two swingers?
I've done that for 8 years of my life.
Hell yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, as long as everybody agree, I guess you can.
You just got to be 21 about it, really. And to be in a strong bond with your partner. Like, you got to know whatever's going on. This is just sex. You're going home with who you love.
Right. And it stays there. It don't go home with you. It just stays there. You feel me?
It always goes further than the sex. I don't think it just stops at the sex. I think, and especially with women, to me, women get emotionally attacked with certain things, especially with stuff that they like. So, nah, I think, I don't know, it's as good as swinging can be in some cases, I think that could kill some people. I think that could kill some relationships. Because women get emotionally attached to stuff, especially good dick. For real.
I happen to be a master of that.
And oh, well.
Sometimes, like, I'm serious. But sometimes you trade up and you know, you just need something different. Like,
right.
Yeah.
It's just trading up, need something different. Ain't too much. I fucked girls that was never really more attractive than my girl. Or may have been more attractive, but my girl had a better stance. You know, it's about the fit and the compatibility. Like, a pretty motherfucker, a lot of times don't turn me on because she ain't nasty enough. I'd rather have a ugly girl who's nasty than a pretty motherfucker that won't do nothing.
Bitch, that's what I'm talking about, a real nasty.
That's what I said. Pretty boys be pretty whack in bed. I have a friend that's a model, and he laughs when I put other niggas on blast. But he don't know I done blasted his ass, too. He was 4 minutes, and that shit wasn't good.
Right, but a pretty chick don't never have to do shit. I don't do it. No, you gonna, I like a motherfucker about a 6 or 5, just got an income tax.
Right.
Just, out and about. You know, got drunk. You like, damn, I like the way you was dancing. You made this dick feel lovely. Let's take it to the car. No, I won't go to the car. I want to do it right here.
Them love faces in public places. Them the best thing. That's the best kind of thing.
Especially when you can capture it and you can play it back and just be like, oh, my God, that face
right there
to me, you hit that spot. Oh, my God. Yeah, and then you start coming again just at the mere thought of how you got digged down, and then you see that look on his face, and you just like, oh, my God.
For real. I'm going to start putting mirrors up and, like, cameras all over the bedroom.
like, oh, fucking, like, next, just pornos all the time.
Yes.
Like, porn, dead ass shit.
Want
my
advice? When you look up at the mirror, when you see his ass going in and out.
Don't tell him the camera's done. Men that ain't porno stars get gunshot. You know what I mean? Most of them, I've seen it. Like, you be fucking with a swingers couple, and their husband get embarrassed when the camera's on. Like me, I go hard.
Yeah.
It's just a guilt. Yeah. But a lot of men, they think sex is, you know, taboo or forbidden because their parents put it to them like that. You don't be doing that shit. Like me, I think it's perfectly natural. So I don't get uncomfortable with a camera.
Make man, I love harder. a camera. You give me a camera, give me a movie, give me an audience, I'm going to perform for real. I'm an artist.
Oh, yeah. You go hard in the paint, boy. You look like you about to bang that bitch back out.
But I gotta have sound. I gotta have sound of true shit, not just
ow, shit.
No, my movement or one. You know, I gotta play those notes. It's like playing the trombone or the sax. Deep breaths. Deep breaths.
That was good. That is definitely was good. I'm talking about.
Oh my God! I don't know about y'all, but I can't even get none. I'm mad because like, oh we.
That's what I mean.
I'll see a better day. I'll see a better day. I might have to go on my site and look at me get banged out back in the day and just reminisce. You know. Or just reminisce on Missy.
I'm just saying, make dreams a reality. What's up?
I changed, man. I'm sick. Mother Nature, that horse is fucking my life up right now. Tomorrow is a new day. It's on and popping. Yes. But you know what? I'm going to wait. I'm going to hold everything in to next fucking Friday. Friday is going to be the day. Matter of fact, Missy, this is what I need from you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to need you to have a significant other over. So I'm going to need you. I'm going to need you to participate with me, and we're going to have a live fuck show.
Yeah.
All right. So what are you doing next Friday, B?
Huh? Y'all were talking at the same time. I didn't get it clear. But if it's anything that involves me on a contest or some sort of competition, I would love to engage.
Okay, so see, what's going to happen is, I'm not sure if you're going to be on the road or if you're going to have wifey with you or if you're going to have somebody else with you, but we're going to need to hear some interaction from you too. So I'm going to need everybody to call in and get it in. Like, oh, man, then have some Trey Songz sex faces playing in the background because there's going to be plenty of that shit going on. Oh, my God.
And,
I'm so excited.
I think you just need to hit on the air. And you go from there. I think you just need head on the air.
Have a head on the air?
And just tell, confess. And
okay.
If I'm involved,
they don't know.
And I think if I'm involved, it'll be submit.
Submit to what you're feeling.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
What you
want
to do.
Yeah. Well, again, ladies, this has been grand. I'm about to go through a hollow, and if you're from the country, you know what that is. It's where the mountain blocks off every city that I have, and I'm going to call back periodically if I'm welcome on the show. I love to check in with y'all once a week so we can, you know, so we can talk about what you've done and what you haven't. And it's sort of the Santa Claus thing. We'll find out who's naughty or nice.
just make sure you call back next Friday between 8 and 10, because after 10, the store closed, but we still be streaming. But we're going to get it popping next week. I promise you.
Yeah.
Dick sucking, pussy popping, fucking the whole nine.
So this week the goal is to put your legs up and have your ankles licked while being penetrated. And tell me all that stuff. I'm going to give you a honey-do list next time I talk to you.
A honey-do list?
A honey-do list.
Oh, a honey-do list. Okay.
So that means honey-do it.
Done.
Yeah, honey-do it. But I will check in next Friday. And you ladies, don't do nothing that I wouldn't do. And
from my understanding, you do it all, but you do it slowly.
Yeah, it's like my shit sit in like arthritis, and it just cramps you up, bends you up, and make you not do anything else. Well, until then, keep it going on. And Nappy Roots is now in the process of working with Organized Noise, here to bring y'all another classic album.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, so that's going down right now as we speak. Thanks for the love. And I'm still working on my album, bringing it to. We're going to have a big year. It's a year for music and a great year for sex.
We need it. Okay. We need it for real.
Okay, man. Y'all be
seriously. We need it for real, seriously.
Word up, man, and thanks. God bless you, ladies and you gentlemen. And, Matt, are you still on here? Okay, well, till then, Sex in the City.
All right.
Have a good show.
Ma.
Thank you for calling in, Big V. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my God. I don't know what the fuck y'all done got me into next week, but I promise you I'm so fucking excited. Like, I've already did the drop on Twitter, so I can't back out. I have to do this. I really have to do this.
Going live.
I'm going in. I'm going to go hard.
What you going to do next week?
Ducky. Mm-hmm. Huh?
Missy, what you going to do next week?
Surprise, surprise.
You know who this is, right?
This is George.
What's up, sweetest?
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, baby. We're just waiting for next week.
Hell, George, what the hell are you going to do besides listen?
Huh?
What the hell are you going to do besides listen?
Oh, I got to get involved, too? I was just going to enjoy.
Nah, you gonna enjoy. I'm gonna send an ugly bitch your way.
No. All right. And let me say something. Before I get off, you know, when I said I'm gonna pay for it, don't mean I'm gonna pay for it that way. I may pay for it, go to the club, pick up somebody, and pay a few treats, and you know that way. I mean, I'm going to.
And you're paying regardless of the amount and who it goes to. You still paying.
Well, it's better than the army, bitch. That's true, right? Ain't no way.
I mean, a paymaster is a paymaster. It ain't got no price tag on the hell. If you spend a dollar, you still pay for it.
But
that's
let me
true.
Ask you this. If she's ugly and has good pussy and is good to you, what's the problem?
Come on, make
it
sound like I'm out on the
chick,
street.
It ain't got shit got going
you.
On. Huh? What you say?
I ain't want to make it sound like I'm out there picking up some crackheads and nothing, you know.
No, we wasn't thinking like that, but I'm just saying.
Good.
If it's going to be good to you.
All right, well, next week, I'll be off the chain. Everybody better get your ears ready, because this shit going to blow some motherfuckers up, right?
I'm stocked up with the pop rocks. I'm in there.
Oh, the pop rocks are coming.
Whoa.
Oh, please,
please.
Alright, I thought that
was
crazy.
Week. Is I can't even put this on Facebook. This is because I know a motherfucking hater will get my ass banned real quick. Like, you know, all I can just be like is just throw hints. Like, this is the one Chocolate City you can't afford to miss.
Mm-hmm. Live and in action.
If we can all Skype it together, that'd be a good night.
But, you know, Skype, let me see, does Skype still have the video, you know, they had, like, the video conferencing where you could have, like, X amount of people on there? Because I can't get Ubu on my laptop for some reason. I don't know why, but it will not let me get it on there. So, hold on, let me see. Because it should be a way where you could do it.
It's like a conference Skype.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can do video conferencing on Skype.
Okay, so, you know, damn, let me see. I kind of wish I had Ubu, because with Ubu, it gives you the option to record it and play it back later.
Okay. I don't have that. Well, I've never heard of
me
it.
Me neither. I can't get it. I have it on my Evo, but I cannot get it on my laptop, because that's going to be some shit. Motherfuckers is just going to be like, Or, you know, we can always Tiny Chat it.
Tiny Chat
is better than Skype, because it's like, you can just go ahead and go in. You don't have to call or nothing like that. You don't have to worry about your signal dropping or whatever. And everybody can see the windows. Because with the Skype, you have to have the premium, or they give you a trial period for 7 days. And if not, it's like $8.95. And with Skype, you don't have, I mean, with Tiny Chat, you don't have to pay for it. And then we can just get to Tiny Chat off my site, because I have a little application there
that you can download.
Okay. No, you don't have to download it. It's like, once you go on my site, it's like a little tab and it says Tiny Chat, and boom, you're in.
Oh, that's simple. Okay.
Yeah, I think I have, Matt, I do have a password. You have to log in with either your Facebook or your Twitter, and that keeps it from being public and everybody coming in. And then the password is LiveWire.
Okay.
And that makes it a little more secure, because then that way, because I think the first time I did Battle of the Sexes, I had like 80 motherfuckers pop up at one time. Next thing you know, I got kicked off of Tiny Chat, and I was banned for 72 hours.
Oh, wow. Okay. Right.
Yeah, you know, haters are everywhere. They're everywhere, and I don't give a fuck. Like, really,
I don't give a fuck.
Yes! Haters motivate me, or I'm like, Fab, you make me better. That's all you do. Because if you're doing all that shit, then that means I stay on your mind. You go to sleep thinking about me, you wake up thinking about me. Bitch, you probably want to be me. So, you know, it is what it is. You ain't going to stop nothing. If anything, you're going to be mad, and you're going to be like, Papa Duck, you're going to pat that pussy one time for me. So either way it goes, I'm going to be a force to be reckoned with. And Missy, I've been asked to invite you and Mr. G.A. back to A Poetic State of Mind on Wednesday night. People requested part two, because they heard what happened after we got off the line. And, you know, to be honest with you, a bitch to be cured. Hallelujah. I was like, it is what it is. Let's do the damn thing, you know. And you can't tell me nothing. Like, you know. So I'm just going to be like, no, so, like, you know, I got to play this one song, and it's an old song, but I like it, but I really like the end. It's by Sammy and Trey Songz, called She Ain't My Girl, and it's basically talking about fucking with a bitch and the shit she do. And at the end, when he's talking about she's all up in the sack like a quarterback, for those of you that are true dick suckers, you know what they're talking about. It's like you up under the dick, and you in the sack, and you go up under that line, and you just giving it the business. So it's like, that's my shit. Every time I'm in my car, I fast forward it to that part, but I just be like, dude, that have a girl, she ain't my girl. That's the kind of girl I am. It's like, I'm going to fuck you, I'm going to please you, I'm going to get the hell on. Please don't call me. I'll call you if I feel like I need a touch-up or a refill. And 7 times out of 10, I go to the next nigga before I go backwards. So, you know, let's just get that clear understanding. So dude's going to be like, damn, why you ain't call me back? It was never my intention to call you back. It was my intention to bust a good nut and give you my ass to kiss and keep it moving. Like,
there you go. So there you have it.
That's the best time.
There
a female that's honest and keeps it moving. So I'm going to play She Ain't My Girl. Trey Songz and Sammy.
Oh, Yanni, what up?
Oh, she ain't my girl. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. So flawless, home. I just wanna wake up on body in the morning. My tender own ringtone, so I know when she's calling. Gotta got her ass so fast. I love to jump on
but
it.
But she ain't, she ain't. She ain't.
Me and her do it big. What it is?
What it is.
6 feet, 2 feet to the crib. And I'm feeling on a cloud right now. And the ceiling is the sky right now.
Hey,
she working on shoes. I purchased some lamps and she keep them on while we get our secret on.
Hey,
she keeps it in.
Yeah.
Get it in only on the weekend.
Cause she ain't my girl. She ain't my girl. She ain't my girl. No, she ain't my girl.
No, I be playing with her body. She be playing with my mind all the time. Cause I'm mad at home.
She ain't my girl. She ain't my girl.
Got a pretty little
back, running back. Got to be more careful. I do it all. Whew. Y'all there?
Yep, we're here.
Yes, yes, yes. This has been an interesting Chocolate City. Damn, y'all got me hungry, horny, hot, bothered. Like, I mean, all in between. Now I got to find somebody to take me to Applebee's because I've been looking at the Applebee's commercial with the Bourbon Street shit. So,
and I want some crab legs right now.
Oh, guys. Like, wasn't it Red Lobster still open? Or y'all got Joe's Crab Shack, right?
No, you know, I don't know if you've ever been, when you've been in Atlanta, but the Piano Bar has, like, the best crab legs I've had so far.
Is that downtown?
Mm-mm, in College Park.
Oh, okay.
Out by the airport.
Hmm. Well, I'm like, George and Rose sound like they ain't got shit to do. George sound like he likes to eat, so shit. Missy needs to go to get some crab legs.
Hello.
Wait, yeah, hey, Missy.
Uh-huh.
Right, that'll be my bill, right? It'll be my bill, won't it? Not George's.
No, this is on George, because you got the last time.
Yeah, you know, he's not George's.
George T? Oh, my God. Dang. No, why did you say he'll go to the club and pick up a chick and buy her a couple of drinks? Probably the house drinks that's $2 or a soda. And, oh, damn.
We have to make it like this. All three of us go Dutch then. And who
Chico, he ain't Chico. Stop that, my boy. Chico.
Oh, shit. Oh, man. Wait a minute. Hold up. Mr. Al's hand is up. This is Al from Poetic from the show the other night. Hey, baby.
Yo, what's going on? What's going on?
They done got me in trouble.
Oh, boy, the show's been off the chain. I've been listening to it back and forth and whatnot. You know, it's my birthday weekend, so I've been getting
Happy
it
birthday.
In. I've been going hard about an hour ago. So
wow.
I said I'm about to call back in. I'm about to, you know, sneak in here and just let you know the show's been, you know, it's been hot tonight.
Oh, thank you. That shit going to be even hotter Friday because I got about 3 people calling in to do the nasty.
We're going to get it started out next Wednesday so we can make next Friday show a motherfucking phenomenon.
Poetic might be trying to volunteer for some shit. Oh, I don't know.
Is it Tuesday? I'm counting down.
We're going to come
oh
call next week so pop rock.
I'm so excited about this.
Hey.
Huh?
I heard something about pop rocks. You know my ears.
Oh,
yeah, next week's show going to be pop rocks.
All right. I'm there. I'm in there.
Yeah, she said it all.
Look, it's going to be pop rocks. And melt in your mouth and not in your hands. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, man.
There you go. That's what's up.
That depends on if the person know what they doing with their mouth. That depends on if the person know what they doing with their mouth. Because I've had people fuck up pop rocks. They ain't doing it right.
I don't know how you can mess that up. Because those shits just work on their own. They do what they do. They do what it do. If you mess those up in your mouth, that means you don't know what you're doing without the rocks in your mouth.
Oh, damn.
And if you've seen some of the videos on my site, this one guy put up a video of the girl giving him head. I'm like, what the fuck is she doing? Then she had the audacity to put some whipped cream on it, and she's, like, licking it off. No, bitch, suck it off. suck the dick. I'm like, yo, she needs help from me. She needs me to give her a class on how to suck dick properly. You pop that motherfucker, you slobber on it. You just do so much. You can't be pretty sucking a dick. You got to get into it, you know?
The problem is when a lot of them be doing that shit, they be trying to concentrate on, you know what I'm saying, not getting shit here, not getting nothing, not swallowing shit, and they be fucking it up, you know what I'm saying?
Fucking it up for the rest
of them. I'm like, don't worry about what the fuck coming out. Just take it. God damn it, take it.
Yeah, take that.
Go all in. Yes.
So, like, I'm going to end my show, go downstairs, make me a turkey sandwich, eat some upside-down pineapple cake, and pop me a bag of popcorn, and then come back upstairs, get back on the internet, and start promoting for next week. And, matter of fact, Mr. G.A., what the fuck is you going to be doing besides instigating?
What you talking about? I'm gonna pull my shit out of you for real. That's right. I'm coming out of North Carolina, fucker, yo.
No, G.A., shut the hell up. Your ass ain't coming nowhere. You're going to be like, something happened to my flight, or stuck up by upscale desires or some shit.
That's bullshit. Upscale desires, stop playing.
Like, damn, somebody hopped that on me. Like, nah, they heard you was coming to Greensboro. Told you hostage for that dick. Woo! Yeah, for those of you listening, Mr. G.A. got some hold your hostage dick. Like, you will hold his ass hostage until you just get tired of it. He got one of them, one of them make you forget dicks. That's what you got.
Yo, you funny. You mad funny, yo. You mad funny.
Missy, when you and your girlfriends are talking and they talking about how they not getting beat right, you better go ahead and put them on your brother.
Shucks, it's like that, huh?
Yo, she's crazy.
It's like that. You know I'm be looking at you funny now, right?
But I done heard about you.
Stop playing.
You'll be getting that shit. I be done tweeted that motherfucker and took orders. Yes.
Yo, man.
I mean, whatever pussy I hook you up with, can I get a third of it? That's all I want to know. Can I get a third, Mr. G.A.?
Hell yeah. You know how much, yeah.
Ain't no fun if the homies can't get some.
I know, that's right.
You know it.
Oh my goodness. Now I know why the other guys were saying that you had a big dick, because I done heard that it was four of y'all pulled out all y'all dicks. And they was like, he got it. And I was like, really? Well, first of all, why are y'all all pulling out y'all dicks together? But okay.
We probably fucked like one, two girls in the same room one night. That's probably what happened on the road, probably. You know what I'm saying? That's probably what happened for real.
Oh, shucks. Alrighty then. Oh, my goodness. Okay.
Poetic, what are you working with, honey? You're a little too quiet.
Yeah, right now, Poetic's head is tight because I've been on this damn Henny Black and Coronas. And, I'm about to go back up in this little strip club and get my little groove on.
You go ahead, and I'm going to talk to you later.
That's what's up. Y'all be easy down there in the GA.
And we will definitely talk on Wednesday.
Well, we're going to get up Wednesday. That's my word.
Okay. Happy birthday, too.
Happy birthday. Have fun.
Thank you. Oh, yeah, definitely. And
well,
I
already
sound
like you're having fun. Okay.
Yeah,
all
right.
All right, y'all have a good evening.
You too.
The Chalk Mommy Show, the greatest show of all.
Yes, and I like how the nigga didn't answer the question. Henny, being drunk on Henny and Coronas ain't got shit to do with, like, how big your dick is. That's something you ain't never going to forget. So I'm going to blast him on his own shit Wednesday. And Mr. G.A., I haven't been a dirty broad in how long?
Oh, man, it's been about a month now, y'all. About a month, for real.
Oh, yes, it's time for me to come off punishment.
For real. My man, she said, what you working with? My man said, she been on a Hennessy Black too long. Wow. Hey, yo, one time she had a show, right? And the girl was like, yo, so what's your charity, yo? What's your favorite cause you want to donate to? Yo, dude was like, well, you know, for me, you know, I'm down with the homies in the hood. Like, what the fuck that come from?
Yeah, right?
Dude, that shit is so funny, yo. Dude said, well, like, I'm down with the homies in the hood, yo. Like, I'm down for my homies in the hood, you know, trying to show love in the hood. What the fuck kind of cause is that? What kind of charity is that, nigga? That was the funniest shit to me, for real, ever.
All right, well, Mr. G.A. and George, what's up with the crab legs? Because your sister's hungry, the kids are gone, and I'm ready to get some crab legs.
Yo, George has made some, he made this chicken Alfredo bean type Popeye, right? She was up the chain, right? With some, you know what I'm saying? Not George do it. So we ate that, man. We kind of full of stuff, but, you know what I'm saying? You know, I'm going to see if George can come on out, you know what I'm saying, whatever. We can have a little fun. I'm going to get in there in like 5 minutes, all right, about that, all right?
Yeah, I'm not ready to party. I'm just hungry.
I'm getting George here for real. We can upstairs, right? He upstairs.
Yeah, so I just want to go eat. That's it. I don't really feel like partying tonight. I know I sound like a party pooper.
Right. George said pop rock. He's playing pop rock. George crazy, yo. George said pop.
Give his wife some pop rocks and see what's up.
Yeah, stupid.
Say what's up.
George said pop rock. He's like, wow, I couldn't believe that. He was like, wow, was that Missy for real? I was like, yo, that's bull right there. He's like, get out of here.
It's the alter ego. Nobody knows.
The other side of me. Oh, my gosh. Y'all are crazy. I'm going to end Chocolate City so we can all get something to eat, so we can all start looking forward to Wednesday. Well, actually, it starts on Tuesday. We have the comedian Eddie Bryant from D.C. in the building Tuesday night. Then Wednesday night, we're going to go over to a Poetic State of Mind. Thursday, we're going to be good. Go ahead and get that significant other or our victim, as I call them, ready for Friday. For the slaughterhouse, and then Friday after, you know, the opening credits and shit, you know, because I ain't got nobody to blast this week. Now, next week, shit, I ain't even going to really blast that. If the motherfucker is not producing like I want him to on the show, fuck waiting to next week. I'm going to be a bad bitch and blast that motherfucker right there in his face. Fuck that.
That's what
so, whoever my victim is, you're going to be live on the air. And if your shit ain't correct, my dude, I'm going to talk shit about you right in front of your fucking face. And it's going to be on Tiny Chat. So, that it don't get no better than that.
Well, all right, I heard that.
No, I'm real. Whoever the hell you banging, she better be on point.
I'm gonna be in North Carolina. Stop playing.
Oh, that's what's up.
Whatever. He don't like to drive.
Make it real exciting. Okay.
Oh, he don't like to drive. He really don't. I'm not even gonna give my hopes up that Mr. GA gonna bring his New York born bred ass up here. Nah. He gonna call in from that 917 number. I'm like, oh, hi, boo boo, how you doing?
Right here, stop playing. You be playing though. You know, be right there in your backyard, yo. I like Raleigh.
This ain't happening in my crib. Oh no, hell no.
I was down in Raleigh. I said, yo, we in Raleigh right now. Come on down. I would be there. Your little job.
But you know, my business over dick. B-O-D. And you know I'm grinding real hard right now. I'm trying to get to a certain level. And I hooked up with an old friend of mine, and he brought something to my attention. I'm about to come out with a fucking Chalk Mommy cartoon, my dude. Now, how, it don't get no better than that.
That's called branding right there.
Chalk Mommy cartoon, Chalk Mommy pussy sticks. What the fuck?
Yes, that's what I'm talking about. Because then that way I'm reaching them geeks that be in front of the computer all day looking at the animation and the little Japanese cartoons. I could be a little fly-ass fighter fucker. You know what I'm saying? I fuck you up and then I fuck you good. You know what I'm saying? Sword, samurai, hot-ass cartoon outfit. Yes.
Mm.
And a beast on the cartoon screen. Yeah.
I heard you say yeah.
Yes.
Yep.
I can't wait to fuck somebody so I can be like, take that.
you stupid.
God, man, when I'm on top and I'm riding, I'm about to come, like, take that. Yeah. Now, like, I dedicate this to Diddy. Take that. And I hope he ain't a weak-ass nigga that's going to be biting the pillow and holding my hips like some. No.
Crazy.
Wow.
Oh, my God. Look at him now. I told y'all I got to go eat. I can't be fooling around with y'all. And Missy needs her crab legs. She needs to replenish what she lost today and Wednesday.
Yeah.
And, you know, what's coming forth. Yes.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, we need to get Lee. Is it Leah?
Leah, uh-huh.
Yeah, we need to get Lee in on the action.
She had a problem with that little big dude, remember?
Yeah, but what he don't know won't hurt him. He don't listen to Chocolate City. She needs to come over to your house and you hook up with the homeboy.
Okay. All right. I see where you're going with that. I thought you meant for her to screw him on the radio because then all you're going to hear him do is be mad.
To go down because they're going to be like, what the hell is that? And he'll be mad because he'll hear every
strap going on.
Yes. Because he's going to hear us talking about, oh, my God, it's so big. Oh, and we'll hear him say, oh, in 2 minutes. Like, no, he would be really upset. He would be upset. So, yeah, nah. So that's the night you and Leah, it's the girls' night out. She come over, and, you know, you get one of your dudes, homeboys, to come over, and boom. Matter of fact, shit, I got your number because I need to get some male strippers up here. I'm trying to do a dual lockup, and I need some hot ass male strippers. That's not
like
here. I need to get that. Matter of fact, I'm putting your number in my phone right now.
Okay.
And you didn't add me on Facebook, but it's okay.
I tried to find you yesterday, and I even went on Mr. GA's page and looked for Chalk Mommy, and I didn't see you. So I didn't know where else to find you.
Oh, yeah, Pamela Troutman.
Okay. See, no, I was looking under Chalk Mommy. All right, well, I'll go in there again and add you.
Okay, and then you should see a number coming through. That's just me. That's my other number. So I just had to put it in the phone so I can. Okay, you're going to have both of my numbers, and then I'm going to hit you from the BlackBerry. And, Missy, can you please, sometime next week, take Mr. GA so he can be part of the BBM fraternity?
Oh, okay. Now, what's that?
That's your
BlackBerry.
Answer. Hey, shut your ass up. Blackberry.
Yes, I need him on the Blackberry Network, and he's not going to do it on his own.
Okay, not a problem.
Crazy.
Hang on, we can go Monday while we're out looking at venues.
Now she's been a dirty broad again. There you go. Now she's back. She's back, y'all.
Yes. And Mr. G.A., once we get this club situated up here, this would be a very good venue because it's so fucking big.
Okay.
And the motherfucking club got a shower in it.
Wow.
In the VIP room with different colors, and it has a fucking waterfall, like a big-ass waterfall inside the club. They're working on the cosmetics and everything like that, but this club is like three clubs in one.
Okay, all right. That's what's up then. We'll check it out. For real.
Yes,
I
always got to share the love. Once we get the grand opening and everything out the way, then and it's a private club, people can bring their own alcohol. It doesn't get no better than that.
Okay.
That's what's up then.
Yes. So on that note, everybody go eat. Missy, I'm going to hit you. I'm going to text you tonight with my number, and I'm going to hit you tomorrow so we can have some girl talk aside from, you know, George and GA.
Okay. That'll work.
And tell George I'm going to try to find him a halfway decent chick, but I think he'll fuck an ugly bitch if didn't nobody know about it. I think he would.
Mm-hmm.
I think he has already.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure he has.
George.
Sure, yes. Did he come back downstairs yet?
Fuck somebody ugly.
No, he's upstairs. There's people.
Oh, boy. He can just starve me to damn death, then.
He's still upstairs.
Well, let me just come get you. Does he have to go?
Who, George?
Yeah. Shit.
Come on, you know George is how you're trying to roll. That's my man. You got to come out. You're not George, bro. You got to come out and roll with us. You're not George, do it.
So he can hide in the back seat like he did before?
Oh, damn.
Oh, yeah, you're crazy. That's my man. Stop that to my man, George. George is cool. He's shirt and gravy. And I had to make me. Good job. We out of here, baby. We love you. We love you, boo.
Yes. I'm here. So you guys have a good night. And I'll holler
at you. Too. All right.
All right.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Chocolate City is over. Make sure you guys tune in next week. We have some live sessions going on. It's going to be like a three-part starting Tuesday, 8 to 10, Chocolate City, Turn It Up Tuesdays. Comedian Eddie Broughton will be in that building. Then on Wednesday night from 8 to 10, I will be on the Poetic State of Mind radio station, and then we'll bring it back for the grand finale on Friday. Me, Missy, Leah, Mr. G.A., our victims, Big B is going to call in. We got Tommy G in the building. Raz B was supposed to be on the show, but he moved to China, so don't worry about that. Plus, he probably wouldn't feel comfortable with men and women fucking. So anyway, so Doc Mommy out. Thank you for calling, and y'all have a good night.